Back to back, the recipient of the Commitment to Excellence Award, Charles Woodson. Charles, congratulations again.
Hey, man. Thank you, JJ. Appreciate it.
What does this mean to you, especially from your teammates in this honor, especially going back to back? It was a year ago here, and I know how much that meant to your wife and family.
Yeah, man. Like I said last year, there's no award like getting an award from the guys that you're around every day. You know, the guys that watch you work, you know, they watch how you move, listen how you talk. And they watch everything. So they know you. They know you in and out. They know what you're all about. So to have those guys that I go into battle with each week, you know, vote me,
sure. You
know, for the Commitment to Excellence Award, man, is a big deal for me.
Take us back to this past season. And I know you're not going to say it, but you were banged up at times.
Yeah.
And really played through the pain. And
yeah. Early
in the year, you really started knocking down stats and interceptions. Everyone was talking about the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the highs and lows of the season, but your personal goals and how you achieved them.
Well, yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, it was rough from a physical standpoint. Some injuries there, you know, my knee. A lot of people don't even know I had a grade 2 MCL sprain early on in the season. I did it in the Cleveland game. My shoulder came out the first game of the season, so I dealt with that pain. So, you know, it was rough, but, you know, the thing about it is I've played this game a long time, so I played with pain, you know, throughout my career. And for me, that's really not a problem for me, you know. All I want to do is be out there on the field and be out there with my teammates and try to get wins, try to turn the organization around. And I thought we made some great strides this year in achieving that, and just excited to see where it goes from here.
Help take me through the Pro Bowl and what was like saying goodbye to some of the great friends of your life playing in Hawaii, having that experience, and then you're going to jump into broadcasting.
Yep.
Were you able to see that side of the broadcast come through when you're at the Pro Bowl, the way you were interacting with everyone?
Well, first of all, it was great, you know, making the Pro Bowl in my 18th year, 39 years old. You don't see many people doing that.
Not at all.
But it was fun for me because, you know, my kids are, they're 5 and 7 now, so they've seen some of my career, but they won't actually be able to grow up with me during my career. So for me, it was great to make the Pro Bowl my last year and to be able to take them over to Hawaii and experience that. You know, my wife, her mom, my mom went over there, man, and it was a great time. It was a great time being around, you know, the young and, you know, up-and-coming
stars
in this NFL, and just be around them, you know, conversate with them, and just to have a good time and soak it all in, man. It was a great experience for me to do it for the last time.
Tell us about broadcasting now. This is a big gig at ESPN.
Yeah,
I know you're going to do well. You're going to treat the Raiders okay when you got to take.
Come on, man.
You got to do your deal.
I can only do them one way.
I know it.
And that's the Raider way.
You got it.
Yeah.